You said there's tons of people that come out.
But Carol is the owl.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm speaking. I guess I'm working in that long. Oh, there I am. Okay.
Yeah, everybody's still.
Well, keep her running. We're just waiting to see.
Hi, this is Steve McShane.
A different
link, so we're looking for you. Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you for letting me join there. Okay. I think we're ready. So the time is 12:33 by my clock, August 18th, 2021, and we'll go ahead and call to order the budget. Personnel Nominating Committee for the Monterey Bay Air Resources District. Clerk, will you go ahead and introduce yourself? call the roll.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Director Carbone?
Here.
Thank you. Director Coonerty?
Here.
Director McShaney?
Here.
Director Story?
Here.
Director Lopez is excused absence. He has a conflict for this meeting. And that is on my agenda, a list of committee members.
We have a quorum. All right, so we'll go ahead and just see if there's any public comment, any members of the public here that would like to say anything on items not listed on the agenda.
Nobody in the room, is there anyone online?
I don't see anybody. Okay. And have we received anything by any chance, Siri?
No, we have not.
Okay, so we'll go on to our first item, and that is an action item to go ahead and approve the summary of actions from our May 19th meeting. Any questions from directors?
None here.
Okay, members of the public checking. I don't see anything on my end, Siri, unless, okay. So we'll go ahead and entertain a motion.
I'll move to approve the action minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. Carbone will second.
Moved by Story, seconded by Carbone. Siri, if you'll go ahead and call the roll.
All right. Director Carbone?
Yes.
Director Coonerty?
Yes.
Director McShane?
Yep.
Director Story?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Our next item is a report on our OPED trust and pension trust accounts, quarter ending June 30th. Rosa, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, members of the board. Our first report is the OPED trust and the pension account as of quarter ended June 30th, 2021. It is our recommendation to receive a report for this quarter. The district has established a trust for the in 2013 to pre-fund the OPED liability. It's administered by FARS. In 2018, the board approved resolution 18005 approving an adoption of a new trust to fund both the OPED and the district pension obligations. The original trust balance was transferred to the new trust in July 2018. It's currently in the balanced investment strategy. The district made the first deposit to the pension trust in May 2020 and is using the moderately conservative Highmark Plus investment strategy. The balance of our OPEB trust currently is $1,239.65. As of the quarter ended 6/30, since the inception of the OPEB trust, there's been an investment income of $432,365. This includes the last quarter of June 30th, which is about $59,000 for the quarter. And we also did an additional deposit of $45,000 to the OPEB trust in June of 2021. Our pension trust, currently the balance is $556,220. Through the quarter ended 6/30, we had about $56,220 in income. And the reports are attached. Also, the Highmark Capital Management Report is also attached. So is there any questions on this report?
Great. Thank you very much, Rosa. We'll start with directors. Any questions regarding the report? Seeing none, we'll go to the public. I'm just looking to see if any hands are raised, and I don't see anything. Okay, unless we've received anything, Siri, this is an information item, and we can move on to the next report.
Okay.
So
go ahead, Rosa. Our next report was to receive the Monterey County Treasurer's Report on Investment for the quarter ending June 30th, 2021. The district deposits its cash receipts in the Monterey County and requests funds from the county as needed for accounts payable and payroll transactions. The county accounts for these monies in a separate fund and also manages the investments for the district. I've attached the county treasurer's report for the quarter ended June 30th. The overall yield for the quarter was 0.69%. Which is lower than the previous quarter of 0.99, so that's continued to decline. And the same quarter of 2020 was 1.89%. The economic factors affecting the investment performance are outlined in the attached treasurer's staff report to the board and in Exhibit A of the report. The yield was higher than the one-year treasury bill of 0.07%, as shown on page 1 of the report. The majority of the county's investment portfolios are with the U.S. Treasury's overnight liquid assets and federal agencies, as displayed on page 2 of the report. As of the date of the report, we have not received a quarterly investment earnings for the fourth quarter 2021. Through the third quarter of March 2021, we received $169,000 in interest. And compared to our annual budget of $203,400. The reports are attached. Without taking any questions.
Okay, we'll go to directors. Any questions from directors?
No questions. But This is Marianne Carbone. Just a comment that just that the overall yield has been dropping over time. So, but we're still at 0.69%. So at least we're holding.
Better than the negative. Okay, let's go to the public. Don't see anybody jumping on there. Anything received via email, Siri?
No, we have received no public here.
Okay, this is not an action item, just a report. This was a very short budget personnel nominating committee meeting. You know, just for the good of the order, we have our full board meeting at 1:30. And as I understand it, we'll be a hybrid like this. I don't even know. At this time, Siri, do you know how many will be attending in person? Just one or two?
Two. You and Director Dillon will be attending here in the boardroom.
Okay. So, hey, it's working smooth, and it should be a pretty quick meeting too. So just want to thank everybody for being here, getting a quorum, and we'll see everybody at 1:30.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye bye. All right. Siri, I might just hang on for one more second if we can do kind of an audio thing. I just want to make sure. Are you on a? So we'll go ahead and adjourn. Are you on a laptop or are you guys using a speaker in the auditorium there?
We're using a meeting owl.
Okay. It's a little bit fuzzy. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you guys have gone through this and tested it. Maybe it's on my end or my speakers or something. I'm kind of tweaking with that too. But giving you that feedback.
Well, Siri's wearing a mask too, Steve, so that may be part of it.
Well, okay. Carol speaking, maybe she can. So you're coming in really good and clear. So it could be under it, possibly.
Could you hear Rosa?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I could. So, as you tweak things, I know we went through the same thing with Salinas City Council where, and I think it was more the mayor than anything, you know, as we may continue hybrid or this may happen another month or two, just something to tune into. Yeah. You guys look good. Okay. Hey. And I might, is it all right if I just chair the meeting from my office? Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay.
We'll let Director Dillis be the lone wolf there then. This is going to be much more convenient. Okay. So I'll just call in, or dial in, you know, maybe 5 minutes before and, we'll be ready to rock and roll.
Okay, we'll see you online. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.